This is the military service record of Ruth Hovey, born on March 12, 1890 in Hartford, Connecticut. Father's name, Henry Russell Hovey, born in Saybrook, Connecticut. Mother's maiden name, Alice Huntley Hovey, born in Charlestown, Massachusetts. Are you white, colored, Indian, or Mongolian? Not answered. Citizen? Yes. Voter? Not indicated. Church? Episcopal. Married June 18, 1919, at 714 Prospect Avenue, Hartford, Connecticut, to Dr. Benjamin Allison. Fraternal orders? None indicated. Previous military experience. Social service work at Hartford Hospital. Occupation before entry into the service. Graduate nurse of Presbyterian Hospital, New York Social Training Work in Hartford. Employer. None indicated. Residence before entry into service. 714 Prospect Avenue, Hartford, Connecticut. Present home address. The same. War record. Inducted into service or enlisted on May 10, 1917, at Presbyterian Hospital, New York, as a nurse in the Medical Corps section of the Reserve. Assigned originally to U.S. Base Hospital No. 2. Trained or stationed before going to Europe at, not indicated. Transferred to, not indicated. Promoted to, none indicated. Embarked from New York City on the ship SS St. Louis on May 12, 1917, and arrived at Liverpool May 22, 1917. Proceeded from Liverpool to Southampton on May 22. From London to Southampton on May 30. From Southampton to Herne on June 1. Trained or stationed abroad. Itretat, France, June 1, 1917 through June 7, 1918. First went into action on, not indicated. Participated in the following engagements. Transferred from BEF to Mobile Hospital No. 2, AEF, June 7, 1918. Cited, decorated, or otherwise honored for distinguished services. Commendation from Lee Ray Eltinge, Chief of Staff, by direction of General Pershing, August 14, 1918, for continuing work under shell fire at Bussy, France. Citation to Nurse Hovey, Ruth, Nurses Corp, AEF Mobile Hospital, AEF No. 2. She remained at her post and continued caring for the wounded during a violent bombardment of the hospital of Bussy-le-Château, France, the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th of July. At General Headquarters, May 6, 1919, the Marshal of France, Commander of the French Armies of the East, Pétain. Killed in action, killed by accident, died of wounds, died of disease, wounded, gassed, shell-shocked, taken prisoner. None indicated. Under medical care. None indicated. Permanently disabled. None indicated. Arrived in New York on the ship SS Metapan. Discharged from service at New York on March 1919. Return to civilian life. Occupation. None indicated. Additional information. None of the questions included with the service record were answered. Signed at White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, on August 19, 1919. Signature, Ruth Hovey Allison. Rank, First Class Private. Branch, Machine Gun Battalion. The information contained in this record, unless indicated, was obtained from the following persons or sources. National number 12512, mother, Elise Huntley Hovey, Ruth Willis, Chapter DAR, Alicia Kentley.
The following is a letter Ruth wrote to her mother.
At the front in France, Mobile Hospital 2, AEF, July 18th, 1918. Dearest Mother, so many things have happened since leaving Paris a little over a week ago, I hardly know where to start. It has been a series of thrills and excitement and heartache. I'll start at the beginning and try and remember everything that has happened and tell you as much as the censor allows. I wrote you from Paris telling you where I expected we were going. Well, that place has been practically wiped off the map by shellfire. So we took up our first abode about 25 miles east of there, with the French, in a hut hospital. I wrote you a note from there before the night of the 14th, Bastille Day and a big holiday in France. Rumor had it that the Hun would launch their big drive that night, but everything had been so peaceful and quiet until then, it didn't seem possible to us that anything out of the ordinary could happen. We went to bed as usual Sunday night about 11 o'clock with our gas masks and tin hats by our sides, and at midnight exactly, we were awakened by a shell whizzing over our hut and landing in the tomato patch behind us, and at the same time the gas alert was sounded. With one accord, we grabbed for our gas mask and hat, then hell, it seemed, was let loose. Never have I heard such a noise in my life. The other girls put their blankets on the floor and huddled together. I got into my clothes as quickly as I could, and it's a good thing I did, for I was the only one that was dressed, and Mary and I were the only ones that did not get back to the hut again. The big steel dugout I wrote you about saved the day. We were taken there at once and stayed until the wounded began to arrive, and then the operating staff left the dugout and got to work. We operated all night under shell fire until about 5 a.m., when the shells began to drop into the hospital. Before Mary and I left the operating room, a shell whizzed by and took a piece off the roof over our heads. Our sleeping quarters and two of the wards and the men's huts were wrecked. Two patients were killed in bed and others wounded, and through it all, Mother, everybody stuck to their posts and nobody lost their heads for a moment. Violetta left her ward for the dugout just 2 minutes before a shell burst in her bunk. A big piece of shell came through a window right beside the surgeon who was giving a transfusion and landed 6 inches from him. The marvelous part is there was not a member of the unit scratched. We vacated this position in the morning, and a few hours later, the place was shelled again and practically ruined. The Huns had our range exactly, and there is not a doubt but what they intended to do as much harm as possible, in spite of the 4 huge crosses we had on our grounds. It was a wild experience, and one I shall never forget or regret either, as long as we all got out safely. The next 3 days, Mary and I went with 2 of our surgeons and worked night and day in an operating room in another American hospital, helping out. If I had time to think, the sight of our boys shot to pieces and dying on all sides before anything could be done for them would simply have broken my heart, but we simply had no time to think. We worked mechanically like machines while the rush lasted. Day before yesterday, we 4 girls left there and came back still further to our own unit, which set up and was admitting patients just 9 hours after we arrived. We thought that at last we could settle down and unpack and make ourselves comfortable, but yesterday orders came through that the 42nd Division, which we are attached to, was moving again. So again we are in confusion and ready to move. I have decided that après la guerre, I'll be fit only for a roving circus, which makes one-night stops. But I love it, Mother, and am so sorry for the poor people left behind at peaceful Etretat. You needn't worry about me, for we have learned by our recent experience that it is not practical to be so near the firing line. The wonderful part about the whole drive is that our men with the French have held the line and in many places pushed the Germans back. It's rather different from the last advance of the Hun, when the English fell back so many miles. Our boys have certainly got the stuff. The old eagle screams every minute, but nobody minds. It's their cocksureness and nerve that makes them good fighters. Signed, Ruth Hovey.
This is a newspaper clip dated August 12, 1919, with no reference to the paper's name.
Honor Hartford Woman. French decorate Mrs. B. Allison, formerly Miss Hovey, for heroic action while caring for wounded. Mrs. Benjamin R. Allison, daughter of Henry R. Hovey, number 714 Prospect Avenue, has been decorated by the French government for extraordinary heroism, for remaining at her post caring for the wounded during a violent bombardment that lasted 4 days. Mrs. Allison, who was then Miss Ruth Hovey, was a member of the Nurses' Corps of the American Expeditionary Force. She was on duty at a hospital in Bussy-le-Château from July 15th to July 19th when the chateau was attacked by the Germans. She was cited in the order of the regiment to which she was attached and was awarded the Croix de Guerre with Bronze Star by Marshal Petain, commander of the French armies in the East. The medal was presented to Mrs. Allison by the Surgeon General of the United States Army.
This is a newspaper clip dated August 12, 1919, with no reference to the paper's name.
Hartford nurse wins Croix de Guerre. Mrs. Benjamin R. Allison, formerly Miss Ruth Hovey of this city, has received from the Surgeon General of the United States Army a Croix de Guerre with Bronze Star and citation certificate from Marshal Petain of France. The citation follows. General Headquarters, the French Armies of the East. With the approbation of the Commander-in-Chief of the American Expeditionary Forces in France, the Marshal of France, Commander-in-Chief of the French Armies in the East, cites, in the order of the regiment, Nurse Ruth Hovey, Nurses Corps AEF, Mobile Hospital No. 2. She remained at her post and continued caring for the wounded during a violent bombardment of the Hospital of Bussy-le-Château, the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th of July. At General Headquarters, May 6, 1919. Signed, the Marshal of France, Petain.
War Department, Office of the Surgeon General, Washington. In reply, refer to SGO 201.
July 30, 1919. From the Surgeon General, U.S. Army. To Miss Ruth Hovey, number 714 Prospect Avenue, Hartford, Connecticut. Subject, French decoration. The Surgeon General directs me to inform you that there has been forwarded to you a Croix de Guerre with Bronze Star, citation certificate, and translation of the same. It is requested that you sign the receipt enclosed herewith and return it to this office in the enclosed envelope as soon as practicable. The Surgeon General appreciates the meritorious service which you have rendered and which has resulted in the award of this decoration, and desires me to inform you that the award will be made a part of your military record. Signed, G.I. Jones, Lieutenant Colonel, Medical Corps, U.S. Army.
This letter was sent in both French and English.
General Headquarters of the French Armies of the East, Staff, Personnel Bureau, Decorations, Order Number 17.111D, Extract. With the approbation of the Commander-in-Chief of the American Expeditionary Forces in France, the Marshal of France, Commander-in-Chief of the French Armies in the East, cites in the order of the regiment, Nurse Ruth Hovey, Nurses Corps AEF, Mobile Hospital No. 2. She remained at her post and continued caring for the wounded during a violent bombardment of the Hospital of Bussy-le-Château, the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th of July. At General Headquarters, May 6, 1919, signed the Marshal of France, Commander-in-Chief of the French Armies in the East, Petain. For original extract, the Lieutenant Colonel, Chief of Personnel Bureau.